And we will now go before Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the TMC call. We thank you, Father, that you are working it out for our good and your glory, O God. We know that the word that is getting ready to come forward will be unhindered, uninterrupted, and uncompromised, O Heavenly Father. So we thank you. We thank you for the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and for their yes and their obedience, which is why we can come together this morning on the TMC call. Lord, we ask right now that you just open up the hearts and minds of all who are listening now and all who will listen later, and let them receive that which they need, Father, from your word. So we thank you for the Des de Leon family and ask that you keep a hedge of protection around them. Lord, we seal it in the blood of the Lamb, and we say amen, amen, and amen. I'm so glad that each and every one of you have joined us in the TMC Telecommunication Sanctuary, and I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, beautiful Silver Fox. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting and seating everyone in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning and opening us up with that most powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to the call. And for those that are new on the call, I'd like to give you a little background on our call. Our call was founded in October 10. By our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank God for both of their obedience and saying yes to the Lord. And our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and on this website, all of our messages have been archived all the way back to 2010, and as well as all the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And our theme for this year is in 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectations, Demonstrations, and Revelations is being fulfilled and seen. So if God is nagging at your heart and telling you that you need to be a part of this blessed ministry, don't be shy. So if you'd like to be a greeter, such as Ms. Kai graciously did this morning, or a host as I'm doing now, God has given you a word to share with each and every one of us. You may even have a prayer request or praise report, so please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what brought us all together is this phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which is formerly known as Artist International, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. This company has great, great products for the healing of our bodies, and it's to help us become healthier and wealthier. So get with the person that brought you to this call if you'd like to know more about this company. Now, the new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call, and a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of a wonderful artist product. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617#. Now, if you are a PC or a mobile caller and you're having problems with calling in on the live calls and being charged money, well, there's a bypass number that will allow you to call in at no charge. And that bypass number will also get you access to the replays. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. 293-9707. So follow the prompts and you will be allowed into the calls. Now, today is Tuesday, and today is Presidential Tuesday on the morning motivational call, so please tune in to that call today. Now, get ready for our artist conference coming up in July in Houston, Texas. Go back to your back office to get the information and make your reservations today. Now, what I'd like to do now is get out of the way and bring to the forefront our speaker for this morning. Our speaker for this morning is definitely no stranger to this call. He has been a vital asset to this call ever since the beginning, and that is in the person of Pastor Everett Thomas. He is a baptized, born-again believer and ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as a senior minister at Mercy House Church in Accores, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to get to church. His belief is that iron sharpens iron, that has led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is over a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA in the past, and the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor has been married to his lovely wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. So for those that do know him, I'd like to present him again. And for those that do not know him, I would like to introduce our speaker of the hour, Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, Pastor.
Thank you, Minister Jackie, for such a warm introduction. To God be the glory. Amen. Acknowledge you, Mr. Kai. Thank you for greeting and receiving the TMC family. And just thank God for all of you being here. And thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for this opportunity to share with you this morning. We want to talk this morning about living for eternity. Many times we think this, well, we don't always think this way, but we live a lot of times as if we're here to stay. But Earth is not our final destination. We want to look at living for eternity. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and of course that's a large book of scripture. We're not going to read it all. I'm just going to concentrate at least. Start off with the foundation in the let's say 10 verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle. In other words, worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Amen. So this is Paul. Paul speaking here. He wrote this letter to the church of Corinth and had to help them understand that there was something beyond the grave. There was the resurrection, and we have to understand that our subject, of course, is living for eternity. This is what our aim is. Amen. We have to understand that we are just traveling through this land, and we are not here to stay. We now come to the most important doctrine in the Christian faith, which is the resurrection. Apparently, the church up at Corinth was not only having conflict about spiritual gifts, also basic theology, especially the resurrection. Therefore, in this chapter, Paul makes it clear, if you don't believe in the resurrection, you cannot be a Christian. To become a Christian, one must confess, which means affirm verbally the Lord Jesus, according to Romans 10:9. Amen. And we have to understand that it's more to that. We also have to believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. So Christian life is all about living for eternity, which requires a firm belief in the resurrection. This requires four actions. Number one, realize the importance of the resurrection. Then we look at number two, which is analyze the guarantee of the resurrection and ostracize those who deny the resurrection. Let's take a look at realize the importance of the resurrection. The entire chapter of this 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians has 58 verses totally devoted to the resurrection. In verse 1, Paul reminds the Corinthians of the gospel he preached to them. And as a result, they had received Christ and have their standing in him. Verse 2, Paul makes it clear anyone who does not hold to the gospel he preaches is not saved. Then in verses 3b to 5, he sums up the three-part gospel they received from Christ. First, Christ died for our sins. Second, he was buried. And third, he rose again the third day. After he rose from the dead, Christ appeared to Cephas or Peter, and then the 12. According to the fifth verse there, he also appeared to more than 500 at once, most of whom were still living when Paul wrote this epistle. Christ also appeared to his half-brother James. However, after the resurrection, Jesus appeared to James, who became a leader in the church and wrote the epistle of James. There was another person who didn't believe until a personal appearance from Jesus after the resurrection. And Paul writes that last of all, as one born out of due time, or sometime after the other apostles, Christ also appeared to him. And Paul never doubted his apostleship, but he never ceased to be amazed God would call him to be an apostle. Therefore, he writes, "For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet or worthy to be called an apostle." The ninth verse. Paul doesn't call himself the least of the apostles because he has less authority. He chastised and corrected even Peter, according to Galatians 2:11. Paul considered himself least because of all the apostles, he was the worst consider having persecuted the church. Paul also writes, if Christ is not raised, he and all the apostles are false witnesses of God. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised, and those who have died have perished and are forever lost. That is the case, and we only have hope in Christ in this life. Christ, shall say Christians, are of all men most miserable. That's found in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verses 15 to 19. So we realize that living for eternity, we have to realize the importance of the resurrection. That's found in verses 1 through 19. Then verses 20 to 28, we find that to analyze the guarantee of the resurrection. We have to analyze it. So those who argue there is no resurrection are wrong, because now it's Christ risen from the dead. Not only is this a fact, but he is also the first fruits of them that sleep. 20th verse. And what are the first fruits? The term first fruits refers to the feast of first fruits described in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 10 and 11. Each Israelite was to bring the first sheaf of harvest, the grain, to a priest at the tabernacle and later the temple. This feast acknowledged the fertility of the land God had given his people. The first sheaves of grain or first fruits were presented to the Lord, indicating their faith that the Lord would later provide an even larger harvest. And there was a day, of course, that they were to look forward to, and the day was Sunday. And this is what day that Christ was raised from the dead. Sunday, today, we call the Feast of First Fruits Easter. The resurrection of Christ is the first fruit of a much greater harvest to come. The raising of Christ from the dead is just the beginning of God's resurrection plan. Just as death came to the human race through one man, Adam, the resurrection came through one man, Christ Jesus. In Adam, all died, but in Christ, all will be made alive. The dead will be raised, each in his own order. According to 23rd verse there. The word translated order refers to a series or sequences. Some believe we have a resurrection number. However, the Bible doesn't say that. You know, we have to understand that we sometimes believe some things we have heard, but not necessarily scriptural. The second resurrection is the resurrection of the lost, who will stand condemned before the great white throne judgment. They will all be condemned to the lake of fire, which is the second death, Revelation 20, verses 11 to 15. So when Christ returns to raise the bodies of those who belong to him, the end will come and Christ will put all the enemies under his feet. The phrase under his feet has two meanings. First, ancient kings sat on elevated thrones. So when the subjects bowed, they were under the king's feet. Also, in ancient times, a victorious king or a general would place his foot on the neck of a defeated enemy, symbolizing the total submission of the enemy. The book of Revelation describes how Jesus will put all enemies under his feet. So Paul makes it clear, when Christ puts everything under his feet, it does not include God the Father, who gives Christ his authority. Verses 27 to 28. The first resurrection will set in motion a chain of events that will culminate with the destruction of death. Everything will be put on into submission to Christ, with God being all in all. Verse 28. This means that all evil is forever destroyed, and God is all in all. That's the guarantee. So to live it for eternity, realize the importance of the resurrection, analyze the guarantee of the resurrection, and ostracize those who deny the resurrection. Now we come to an often misunderstood verse. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, but the dead rise not all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? We don't have all the details, therefore we cannot be dogmatic, but this verse appears to refer to proxy baptism. It could mean if people were saved on their deathbeds and were unable to be baptized, if that would be the worst being baptized in their place. Though we cannot say for sure what this verse means, from our scriptures, we can say with absolute certainty what it does not mean. It does not mean dead people can't be saved. That actually someone still living. That means there's no second chance. When you die, that's it. Stand in judgment the way you die, saved or unsaved. And then finally, to live for eternity, realize the importance of the resurrection, analyze the guarantee of the resurrection, and ostracize those who deny the resurrection. So we have to understand that God is, amen, making it clear to us in his word that we have to be living a life of righteousness, amen, that we cannot live a life haphazardly. Paul asks, if there is no resurrection, why would he live in danger and face possible death daily because of his faith? But one example of Paul's facing death was when he faced the beast, which were the people of Ephesus. If there's no resurrection, why would Paul take such risk? Also, there's no resurrection. Paul quotes Isaiah 22:13, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. In other words, if there is no resurrection, just live for the day with no thought of judgment. Then he goes on and says, keeping company with those who deny the resurrection corrupts sound doctrine and good morals. There are people we need to stay away from, those who will corrupt what we believe and how we behave. So Paul concludes by exhorting his readers to come to their senses and stop sinning because some people don't know anything about God. So his readers need to stop living for the present like their pagan friends and start sharing the gospel. We live in a time, amen, that people are acting as though there is no life after this life. So we are encouraged to evangelize. We are encouraged to let people know there is life after this life. You're going to be either going to end up in the smoking section or the non-smoking section. But you will leave here and end up in one of the other sections. So those of us who believe, of course, in Jesus Christ, death, burial, resurrection, we will be in the non-smoking section. Hallelujah, somebody. So we praise God that the resurrection is real. Amen. Those that may practice other religions will find out that their leaders, Muhammad and Buddha, whoever else, they confusers, they're still dead. Amen. They're still in the grave. But we serve a true and living God. Amen. We know that he lives because he lives within us. And, of course, the songwriter says he walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. Amen. So it's a joy knowing that God is real and that he does live within us. So God bless you. We just want to remind us that this life is that we live in is not just based on everything that we accomplish here on planet Earth, but there is life after this life, and we do want to make sure we are living for eternity, that one day we will be with God forever. God bless you, and may God keep you. Back to you, Minister Jackie.
Well, thank you, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, thank you for that great word this morning. And we shall now go before the Lord in prayer and lift up our prayer request. God, we thank you for this day, for this is another day that you have made, and we shall continually rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for each and every person on this line. We ask your anointing on each and every one of them. And our prayer request for this week, God, you know each prayer request, you know each person's heart, and you know every situation. We lift them up before you, God, because we know that you are a change agent, and you can change each and every situation so that it be for our benefit and your glory. God, we thank you for the leaders of this call. God, we thank you for their diligence to be on this call repeatedly and to make sure that this call goes forth to glorify you. And each and every person that's on this, God, right now, that's associated with this call for their due diligence and their work for We ask your continuous anointing on each and every one of them. We ask your blessings over Artists International, the company that has brought us each and every one of us together to magnify and glorify your name. God, we want to give you continued thanks, continued praise, for we know that you are worthy and you are worthy to be praised. We thank you and give you all the glory in your precious name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us on the call this morning. We'd like to especially give a special thanks to Minister Ty for opening us up in prayer and seating each and every one of you and greeting you as you came on the call this morning. And this has been Jackie Henderson, and this has been a complete pleasure to be able to host you this morning on this call. We ask that you go out and have a blessed day, continuing to praise and lift up God no matter where you are and where you go. We thank you, and we shall hear you on the call again tomorrow. And now I would like to ask Pastor Thomas if he would come back and give us our closing benediction.
Now to him that is able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, henceforth, now and forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed.